my grandmother, she was born here in the county. That was my father's mother. Uh-huh. She was born here in the county.
Okay. Well, that's fine. Then you're a real Lincoln County man.
And your mother's mother was, too.
Hey, well, yeah. Oh, that's right. All them was born here in Lincoln County.
Okay. Now I'm going to ask you some questions about your wife. Let's see. Where was she born?
She's born here in Lincoln County.
Okay. And where did she go to school?
She went to... How many schools did you go to in Cape Different? Well, you went here in the county, though, to all the schools she went to.
All I went to in the county.
Okay. And how far did you go in school?
Selma.
Okay. And have you ever lived outside of Lincoln County?
No.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Now, would you mind telling me how old you are? And do you go to the Mulberry Church too?
Sure.
Okay. And do you have a job?
No.
Okay. Stay home and look after your family, which I guess is a job in itself.
It's more than a job.
Okay, now I'm going to ask you some of these questions I was talking about. What do you call the later part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, I expect to see him later this...
Later in the evening, what you mean?
Yeah, uh-huh. What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say, I got up this morning before...
Before 6 o'clock.
Well now, what do you call that time of day? You could either call it dawn. You could say, I got up this morning before dawn, or you could say, I got up before daylight. Or you could say, now there's another expression, too, that has sun in it. I got up before.
Well, I got up this morning before dawn.
Well, now, what's another expression that has the word sun in it? I got up before sun.
Before the sunrise.
Okay, fine. So in the morning, it's sunrise.
That's right.
And in the evening, it's
sunset.
If there's been a storm, and then the rain stops, and the clouds are disappearing, and the sun is coming out, we say that the weather is...
Now, how you had it
okay.
Now?
If there's been a storm...
That's right.
And then the rain stops...
That's right.
And the clouds are disappearing, and the sun's beginning to come out, we say that the weather is...
Breaking off.
Fine. What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last long?
I don't know.
Okay, well, let me try again. If it just all of a sudden it just rains.
It's as simple as anything.
Just real quick.
It's
a hard rain.
What did we have Sunday night when we came home? You said we had a hard what?
Yeah, we had a hard rain.
No, you didn't say hard rain. You didn't say that.
No.
What would you call it then?
Yeah, that was a hard rain for me here Sunday night.
Well, I was in a hard shower. Now
yeah, hard shower.
Okay, well, either one's fine. what do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
A mouthpiece.
Okay.
Mouth both.
Okay. Yeah, if you have, you know, more than one word, I'd be happy to get them all.
That's right.
What do you call the things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
What?
What do you call those things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
Oh, fire dogs.
What do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Logs.
Okay. And what do you call particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut up into little slivers to get a fire started?
Well, a log, a log.
Okay. What do you call a place with a rod and hangers for hanging clothes up in?
Chiffro.
Okay.